you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
And welcome to another episode of Broad Motherfucking Topics. I'm your host, Kim Congdon, here with my co-host,
Alex Scarlato. What's up, everybody? Yay!
Yeah,
so happy to be here in my house.
It's another week. We're here. We're back. We're still in quarantine. I got my underwear right in my lap.
Hey.
I don't know.
Oh my God, you really do. Those are cute.
Thanks.
Those are super cute. I got a whole bunch of Kim's underwear in my car right now.
Ooh, and you know what? You could really ruin my life. I'm telling you right now. With Alex, the material she has on me literally could ruin my life. Alex has a whole hamper of my dirty laundry.
Mm-hmm. I have two hampers of your dirty laundry, actually.
She does, as well as my vibrator.
Yeah, which honestly, I want you to send me the specs because it looks like it does the trick and I feel like I want one like yours.
Oh, it's good. I'll literally send you the Amazon link after this podcast.
I need to send you a photo of my vibrator because I'm using this little tiny bullet thing. It's fine. It does the trick. But like when I saw yours, I got jealous. I was like, oh,
you can't use a little tiny thing. You need to use something that covers the whole surface area.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I like the idea of that. Mm-hmm. Send me a spec, sister.
I'm about to change a life, sis.
I'm so excited. I need it right now.
You know what I should have done instead of, so just so everybody knows what's going on. Due to COVID-19, I had to break my lease out of the apartment that I just signed a lease for. I literally signed a lease for a very expensive apartment that I could only afford with this beautiful job that I had before Corona. Like I was like lit off this job.
Kim was on top of the world.
I mean,
the last time we were together, we were like measuring the size of her room and getting the bed fit in there. She was so fucking excited.
I was about to get laser hair removal.
God damn like, it.
My whole life was about to change. I don't know what to tell you. I literally did a consultation to get a chin implant. My life was about to be different. You weren't even going to recognize me soon. And then I lost my job. So then I couldn't afford the expensive ass rent at this place I got. So I had to break my lease literally a month into living there.
You didn't even do. You left the apartment 2 days after moving in to go quarantine with your family.
That's true. Yep. Yep. I left New York because I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go back home for a couple weeks. This thing should blow over soon. Then I'll come back to my apartment and continue moving in. And that never happened. I'm still here. And now I'm just here. Like I live here now. I don't know. I live here. I had to break my lease, but now I'm remotely moving, which I don't know if you've ever done this.
It involves sending your friend to your apartment with her mother to take a vibrator and a bunch of things.
I had to have Alex go in before the person that is going in to move my things so that she could take the things that I don't want another human to see. We did talk about this last week because we talked about if we died.
Yeah. Okay, wait. We might have talked about this. But what's funny is that Kim didn't realize that I was bringing my mom. I guess I just never mentioned it. So
rude.
She FaceTimed me. I FaceTimed her from her apartment. And she's like, who's behind you? Who on God's earth did you bring with you there? And I was like, oh, it's just my mom. And then Kim was like, great. Show your mother my vibrator and everything.
Right? You brought your mom to get my vibe? And your mom was like, oh, it's fine.
She's like, we can't let the boy see it now, can we?
Your mom's team girl all the way. I love it.
She was really excited. She took some of your plants. Your plants are being taken care of here.
Yay!
And then she also took your Saison, like Goya seasoning or whatever. Mm-hmm. She was so excited for that fresh pack of seasoning.
Anytime you season your meats, think of me.
I will. I thought of you with every bite of my chicken last night.
So yeah, I mean, it is a fucking nightmare moving remotely. I mean, right now I had my friend go and pack up the entire apartment. He says there are 25 boxes. He is now going to take to UPS and ship to me one by one. And I'm still trying to do the math on how much that's going to cost me. What would you be your estimate, Alex? 25 boxes, I would say 10 to 12 pounds each.
That's going to be a lot of money. It's going to be...
I save close to 500.
I think I was going to say 600. Mm-hmm. I had a really like... I had a moment that stuck with me. So we have a mutual friend who helped you pack up all this stuff, right? And after I went to your apartment, I dropped the keys off to him. Mm-hmm. And I realized that like... I guess I'm just so comfortable with my mom that like I... don't bother to introduce her to people because she's just obviously my mom, but it's like a really fucking awkward move. So he ended up kind of standing outside of my car and having like a 5-minute conversation with me. And my mom was just like this the whole time.
Oh my God.
And I've literally felt bad about it for like 3 days now. I can't get over it. I'm like, why would you not just be like, hey, this is my mom, so-and-so. Right.
And your poor mom just wants to be introduced. She's just looking, waiting to be part of the world.
It's the most, for some reason, it hit me with such embarrassment. Like I've been straight embarrassed about it for days. I'm not very close with the person. I was like thinking about texting him and being like, weird how I didn't introduce you to my mom. Right. Like,
it's also not that weird. It's not, that is not something I would ever even let myself have anxiety over.
So much anxiety. I went to bed thinking about it last night. I swear to God. I was like, why would you not just introduce her to the person you're fucking talking to? It's crazy. So yeah, I guess I'm being a little hard on myself.
You are. You're being a lot hard on yourself.
Kim, right before this show, I took a shower, I was putting some makeup on, and I looked myself in the mirror and I was like, oh my God, you look like you have cancer. What's going on with you? Like my eyes were like so red. Like there was just no whites to my eyes anymore. I just looked like I was dying. And then I got on this video chat call with Eric and Frank. And I was like, guys, I'm dying. I don't know if I'm fit to do a show right now. Like, I don't know what's going on with me. And then I did the fucking simple act of eating an orange. Literally my eyes like fucking whitened over. Like I feel 100% better.
You resurrected?
I was starving myself without even realizing it.
No, Alex. It's
not good.
I told you eat.
Quarantine is not, what I realized this today, it's like, the world has expectations for me that I have no problem delivering on. Like if I am out there facing the world, I will deliver on every single expectation. But right now, my only expectation is to get my work done.
Right.
And I could do that just whenever, in whatever way I want. And I just have nothing to be responsible for to myself. It feels, it's bad.
I feel that. I don't know what anything is anymore. What can I say? What is anything?
I mean, I just want to know how many people are going through quarantine like me being like, well, I very nearly give up. I'm doing the bare minimum. I'm keeping my job. I'm doing the best I can at my job. But all the personal shit's going out the window. I haven't seen the sun. Like,
you're not alone, but you should go lay or take a walk like an hour a day. Just walk.
I should. I met my weed dealer.
You know what Sarah told me that she does that I really liked and I picked up on a little bit? She's like, every day I go for a walk. She's like, I go for an hour walk. And the entire hour, I just pick 3 people to talk to for 20 minutes each.
That sounds really nice.
Yeah, she's like, I pick 3 people that I need to catch up with.
I went outside to get weed from my dealer last night, literally just from my door to the street. And I had to wait a minute while he was pulling down the road. And I looked up at the sky and I was like, wow,
sky.
It was crazy. I forgot about the sky. It's fucked up.
The sky is nice sometimes.
God damn.
The other day I had the thought, just like the thought in my head. Listen to this. Listen to how crazy this would be. Right? Me and you are hanging out together. We're bored. A new movie comes out. We go, let's go to the movies.
No.
Yeah. We get in your car. We bring a blunt. We smoke a blunt on the way.
Remember my car? Remember how good I drove it?
Yes. Yes. It's like it was yesterday. You get in a car. We smoke a blunt. We stop at a local Dwayne Reed.
No, I got you. It's 7-Eleven, sister.
7-Eleven. Even better. Even better. I put a fucking whole Slurpee in my backpack. a full Coke Slurpee, and I zip it up so it holds the top, and I fill it with snacks. We go to the movie theater.
I like
guess what?
What do we do?
Go up to a window and order.
From a person?
From a person. We say two tickets to the movie that's out tonight. One for me, one for my friend Alex. They ID us because it's rated R and we look under 18.
We do.
We give them the RID. They say, come in. They say, come in, bro.
They tear our little ticket and hand it back to us, and we kind of like brush against their fingertips as we grab it.
We touched them. We slightly touched them.
We touched. Yeah, touched I remember. Them.
Then we walk inside, and guess who's there?
Who?
The man who collects the ticket and tells us where to go. Do you remember him?
I do kind of remember him. I feel like not every movie theater has him, but like he's going to seat us basically.
Yeah, basically he has the most pointless job ever.
Yeah, but I respect him.
Same. I don't know why. I fear him more than the police.
I miss him, honestly.
I don't know who that man is or what his job, the name of that job is, but he is more scary than the police himself.
He's honestly just the movie theater fingering patrol.
He rips our ticket. You hear it. Both of them.
Yeah.
He says, second door to the left. Right then, we take the tickets. Guess what we do? So typical. We go, where was it again? On our way in.
Yeah, because we're idiots.
Such a good time. We're just lost. Like, just in the theater. Yeah. Like, we go in, we watch a movie, we eat snacks. We hear crunching. We're a little too high, and we brought canned Cokes. So when the movie starts, you can hear them go.
Yeah, and like, we're trying to be as quiet and respectful as possible, but like, we talk a little bit, and everyone around thinks we're like cute and funny, so they don't mind.
We even get a laugh.
We get a little laugh from the crowd. Guys behind us.
You ever got a laugh from the crowd at the movie theater?
Ooh, I like that. I like that, baby.
Don't talk to me if you've never fucking killed at a theater.
Oh, God. I'll never forget. We went to see Star Wars as a whole group. Whatever one of the most recent Star Wars was. And there was a scene that was just so fucking dumb. And just as soon as the silence hit, Dave's wife, Lauren, went, "That's retarded." And
I love Lauren.
She killed, man. I never laughed so hard in my fucking life. It was the timing. Mwah, Lauren.
I'm telling you right now, do not sleep on Lauren.
Lauren is a queen.
Lauren is straight up one of the funniest people I've ever met in my life. She is so fun to hang out with. Lauren, when we were at Sal's wedding, and me and Lauren got like drunk by ourselves, and all the guys were in this cabin. Like, it was a bunch of all the comics. It was like Lewis and Dave and Ari and fucking all those guys, right? Mm-hmm. And they're all watching the fight, and Tim Dillon and all these guys, and they're all watching the fight, and they're all surrounded by this thing. And me and Lauren are in this bunk bed under the covers, hammered by ourselves, just like being annoying, like honestly not being the two girls that nobody wants in there.
I love it when you do that. I've seen you do that before. It's my favorite, honestly.
And we're kind of just mocking the guys and like making fun of them. And you can tell at one point Lauren laughs and she kicks her feet up and her dress kind of flies up and shows her underwear. And Dave's head like jerks and looks over at her. And he's like, you could tell he's kind of annoyed because she just showed her underwear. And then we start mocking Dave together, which is truly my favorite part. We start both going, control. And it was honestly one of my favorite memories with her, and I love her, and she's the best. She was
fucking 10 seats down from me in this movie theater, and I heard her loud and clear. It was beautiful.
She's a baby girl. I love her.
Shout out to Lauren. God damn it.
I had
an interesting experience that was, I mean, we might be able to consider this part of our pay pig segment. I don't know.
Okay. Situation. We never even talked about that, did we?
No. I feel like recently I've realized that pay picking is like a slippery slope, the slippery slope of the pay pig, you know, mm-hmm. She's just sliding down a hill.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways. So it's no secret. I've been like chatting back and forth with a few people on DM on Instagram and whatever. Mm-hmm. And one early afternoon, a few weeks ago, I get a call from somebody who has the same first name as somebody who I've been chatting with back and forth.
Okay. And like chatting with, as in flirting with, like talking to.
Flirting with, talking to, like we've had some like friendly conversations as well. It's not only flirting, like whatever.
Right. Okay.
So this person calls me with the same first name as that guy. And I have never answered like an Instagram call before in my life, but I was just feeling generous. I was like, I'm going to answer. I'm going to see what's up.
And there.
Right then and there. I was in bed still. I had no makeup on. I did the thing where you answer and you let it just face the ceiling because you can't show yourself. Mm-hmm. And I was really relieved that I had done that.
That's
because
good.
It wasn't a guy who I was talking to. It was just a different guy with the same first name. And it wasn't actually him. It was just his penis and his hand going like that. It was just a close up, like a nice close up. Like it took up this much. It took up as much of the frame as I'm taking. Like picture me as the penis. And he's like,
he was using the rule of thirds for his framing for his dick.
Yeah, he framed it well. I'll give him that.
Okay. All right.
And so I'm like shocked because it was not at all what I was anticipating. And it took me a minute or so to even realize that it wasn't even the person who I anticipated, because I was a little weirded out that this person would be doing that.
Okay, so you thought it was this guy you were flirting with. You thought he started jerking off. So you kind of watched for a minute thinking it was him. And you're like, wow, this is new behavior from him. But let's check out what's going on in the scene.
Exactly. And then I started to pipe up. I was like, I said a few words. I was like, bro, you're crazy. And then I started to realize that it wasn't even him. It was just a different dude. And I was like, whoa, like what's happening? But I let it play out. I still, I faced it to the ceiling, but I let it play out because curiosity. I don't know. Should I be ashamed? I'm not sure.
You let him finish?
I let him finish. And then I said,
Alex.
And then I said, whoa, good job, in exactly that tone.
You said that?
I said, whoa, good job. And then he sounded like a little ashamed boy. He was like, oh my God, no, I'm so sorry. What? No, I'm so sorry. And he hung up.
What did he think was happening?
I'm not sure what I thought was happening.
Did he think he accidentally called you, pulled down his pants, jerked off, listened to you, commentate, finish, and then realized you were there?
I'm not sure. Okay. There's a follow-up to this, but I want to take a break for a moment to announce that this is not regular behavior for me. And if you're listening to this podcast, I am not looking for you to Instagram call me with your dick out. It's
Alex,
not-
quite literally, the last episode, you read a journal entry from your diary that says you had to hook up with someone in front of your friends. There were possible multiple pictures taken, but overall, it was a good night.
Yeah, bro. Life. You gotta live a little. You gotta enjoy yourself.
So, what? Okay, are you guys dating now? What?
No, not at all. So then he starts hitting me up. He's like, I'm going to get paid soon. I want to be a pay pig, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like uncomfortable at this point. I'm like, I'm not going to start responding to this person. This conversation. Right.
You can't be a pay pig after we've already came together.
Right? Like, it's too much. I was like, I don't ever want to talk to this person. This happened between us. I'm sure he's cool, but I can't. And then it's like a few days later, he's like, he keeps hitting me up, maybe 3 or 4 messages over the course of a few days where he's like, I'm going to send you money, queen. It's happening, blah, blah, blah. And then he said it enough times where I just responded with my Venmo. I just responded like at Alexandra-Scarlotto and balls in your court. Go send me money. Fine. Mm-hmm. Be a pay pig. Mm-hmm. And then he Instagram calls me again last night, which I obviously don't answer because I know his game now.
Okay.
And then following that, I get a message from him saying, hold on, let me get to it. That he would really love to be able to send me $30 to do that again.
Oh, it's too much work for $30. Did you tell him we have a pay pig that we just call stupid for $150?
You called him stupid for $150, bro. We told him he's ugly and won't amount to anything. He gave us $150 each.
I don't know what this guy thinks is $30. So Alex, you said that you're like, so I'm $30 richer.
So I said, you're crazy. I cannot let you directly pay me to watch you jerk off. Sounds like a slippery slope into sex work. Not what I want to be known for.
Wow. True. Okay. And what'd he say?
He said, for real, I'm sorry. I thought you'd be into it, but it's okay. Okay. And then he said, and then I basically said that, which is true. I was kind of open with him, actually. I was like, in general, I don't like to do things that I wouldn't be down to admit to on my show. Like, it's the way that I keep myself in check. I know that I act a little crazy, but like, it's a good way to keep yourself in check if you're in the public eye a little bit. Like, what would I be willing to admit, you know? Mm-hmm. And he said, that's good because I get nervous that because like by being into this, I'm going to get myself in trouble one day. And I was like, very good point. You should be very aware of that. And then I guided him in the direction of actual sex workers who are chill with this sort of thing and who will treat him as a client and be professional about it. And he was really grateful.
You took that really well.
Thanks.
You took a jerk off moment and you turned it into a jerk on.
Hell yes. That's what I do.
You made a jerk off a jerk on.
A jerk on moment, baby.
A jerk on.
Yeah, I want the guy to jerk on. I want him to live his truth. I just want him to bother the
jerk
right
on sounds like a grosser way to say live on.
Jerk on, baby.
I want him to jerk on for his whole damn life and be happy.
I want him to jerk on and not be ashamed of himself, you know?
I feel ya.
And not get himself into trouble with the jerk.
Yeah, I want another pay pig or like five more. I'm about to make it my whole career. I'm going to say on my podcast right now that if some dude comes out with some screenshots and I'm messaging him, insulting him for money, and yeah, I did that. Like, I don't know what else to say. I'm admitting it right now.
Yeah.
I'm doing it. I'm going to take my roasting abilities and make money off them however I can, whether it's with Comedy Central or ToddBill@BillTodd.com.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. And it's at the end of the day, like, what if I'm to like get married one day, I need to find myself a man who's okay with the fact that I insulted men for money in the past. And I don't want to have a conversation that goes, I used to watch dudes jerk off for $30. I don't want to tell my husband that one day, ever. I just don't want it.
This is the thing I hate about the pay pigs, is they like to be abused so much they don't know when to stop.
Yeah, they don't. It's like, I'm not a naturally abusive person like that. I'm actually turning it on really hard when I say anything nasty to someone.
Right. And it's like, I also don't have the energy to call you a sloppy pig at any time of the day. And like, I also don't need you to pop in with your pathetic messages. And like, literally, like a lot of them will be like, you insult them, they give you money. And then 3 days later, you get a message and they're like, I just came by fucking my couch.
Yeah.
Queen. And I'm like, ew, don't talk to me.
You know what they don't understand is that we're supposed to be insulting them. We don't actually need them to insult themselves that much. They're constantly insulting themselves. It's like,
always. They're like, my fat roll was sweating today. I just write back, ew. Yeah, like I literally write back two letters and it just ew. And then I don't say anything else. And I'm like is that what you wanted? An ew? You got it there.
Give me some space to be creative. Let me imagine your fat rolls on my own. I don't want you to tell me that they're there. You know,
don't write my bits for me.
It's fucked up. Yeah. So this is a little advice to our little piglets. There you
go. Give me your money.
Stupid little bitch. Yeah, so that was interesting.
So, yeah.
Guys, let's take a second to talk about our sponsor, YoKratom.com. If you're over the age of 21 and a Kratom user, YoKratom.com is the place to go. It's the home of the $60 kilo. The YoKratom guys are really great. Despite coronavirus and the world coming to a halt, they are still game to sponsor this show and ship you your product. Now, if you're not currently into Kratom, just ignore this. However, if you are currently a fan of Kratom, you could save money and stock up at YoKratom.com, the only place where you're going to find $60 kilos. That's unheard of, and YoKratom has quality Kratom in all the popular strains.
You don't want your stash to run out and have to go on a gas station run. Just think about all the door handles you're going to have to touch if the gas station is even open. Also, if they have Kratom at your local spot, it's going to be in small packs at high prices. You're buying from other places online, you're going to be spending $80 to $120 a kilo. One more time, thank you to Yo Kratom for supporting this show. And if you aren't a Kratom products, Yo Kratom is the one place where you can find $60 kilos. These guys are one of the biggest Kratom wholesalers, and they created YoKratom.com so that you can buy directly at incredible prices. All right, let's get back into the show.
Also, I must be lonely because I just had my Instagram thing open and I've already forgotten that this morning, you guys know about her. You know the hot girl with a lisp from high school?
From every high school?
No, from my high school. I've talked about her. She was super hot. I was
like, is there like a typical hot girl with a lisp in every high school?
We talked about this on the show. She was super duper hot, but she talked like this.
Now you've reminded me. Yeah, I remember that.
She recently had a baby and something made me reach out to her this morning.
Okay, what?
I don't know. I was just like, because it's so weird. Why do I do this? Why do I need validation in everybody's life? She just posted fucking an Instagram story that was like three different photos of food. And I was like, LOL, low-key disappointed when it's not a baby picture. Congrats on your baby. Which is weird. I've never really talked to her. It's a little weird.
It's okay. Stalking's normal on the social.
It's okay. I feel like at this point, if I'm stalking you, I might as well just be open about it. I'm gonna reach out and be like, hey, I've been stalking you. I just want you to know I know what you're up to and I approve.
There's this comic. Do you know the comic? Her name is Mia Faith Hammond.
I absolutely love her. What the little of what is on her Instagram page.
Okay. I was just going to say, I saw one Instagram post yesterday and I ended up going through every single post on her feed. And like,
I've done the same thing. When I discovered her Instagram page, it made me scroll all the way to the bottom and start from she's a brilliant mind. I don't know.
She is truly a comedic genius. I don't think she knows me at all. And this is probably very weird to just be openly talking about her on a podcast.
I met her once, but I have a crush on her. I don't know what to say.
I liked her last picture and I literally wrote out the comment, this video made me stalk your whole feed, not disappointed. And then I deleted it because I was like, you're weird. Just like the photo and move on. And
Feeling like being more honest about those things because it's like, why am I hiding that I am interested in what people are doing? That would probably have made her day, you know?
Right, exactly. But then at the same time, I was at the beach a couple days ago and I walked by this couple and they were pulling mimosas out of a cooler and they were like having such a good time. And I was like, that looks fun. And I kept walking and they were both like,
do you think TikTok is doing this to us? Because I don't know about you, but when I watch TikTok, if I like the TikTok, I spend another 5 minutes in the comments section. I want to know what everybody's got to say about it. And like, I get so excited about positive comments. I'm like, yes, I agree with this person. And I feel more since I started being on TikTok, I feel more like reaching out to people and be like, I like what you're doing, girl. You're the best. Like
the comments on the comment section on TikTok is almost better than TikTok itself.
It's the best part of TikTok. Like if you're not scrolling through the comments, you're fucking up. You're not.
Have you seen the comments that are like it'll be like a TikTok of like a guy who catches his baby right before it falls off the bed. And then I like the comments that are like, put her finger down if your baby's ever walked to the edge of the bed, almost fallen off. And then the baby daddy has jumped and caught him. And then they just do that. But in the comments, TikTok is genius. I don't know what else to say.
There's
I don't know
a whole what else to culture do. To the comments. Like you can be named CEO of something. It's great. I'm about it. It's making me want to talk to way more people who are strangers and be like, hey, you're cute today. How are you? Are you doing a TikTok dance? Hell yeah, bitch. Okay. You guys are going to want to watch the video portion of this segment. I apologize to the audio listeners because I'm the only person lending to the audio
right now. It's hard to throw it back because
Kim's actually literally in her childhood bed throwing it back. So if that's like a nighttime fantasy that you have before bed, you should definitely check this episode out. Wow. If I have that ass, Kim.
Hold on, you want to see me booty dance?
I mean, I do. Can you teach me how to booty dance? I've seen girls on TikTok with no ass whatsoever who can fucking shake them bones like no other. And I want to be one of those bitches. I want to be like shaking the bones out there, you know?
Let's see a skill. Let's see a skill.
Look at that meat you've got. Like what? Queen.
You want to see the skill I have?
Take your socks off for the foot people.
All right, ready?
Okay.
Ready? Are you watching?
I'm watching. I've never been watching you closer in my life. What's happening? Show me.
Can you see
That's pretty solid. I see it. It's bouncing like heavenly. I feel like you have asked to lend me. Like, what? You're making me want to squat.
Now show me your abs and let's be even.
No, I'm like, I started a 30-day yoga challenge 4 weeks ago, and I got to day 3, and every day since I've been like, you're going to do a day 4 soon. You are.
I just do jujitsu now, but.
Yeah, but who knew jujitsu fucking builds those glutes?
It really does. So I've been flirting with a 23-year-old and we're in love.
That's cool. I've been flirting with somebody who I really like as well. It's great.
You think it's real? Love. Do you think it's real love or quarantine?
I'm not sure, but like, I want to meet him. I want to kiss him. I don't know what to say.
Oh my God.
He's cute.
Alex. Jeez.
I mean, yeah. So tell me about your 23-year-old.
Well, he just turned
quarantine love come about.
Well, he just turned 24.
Oh my God. Happy birthday.
So he's mature. And we match on Tinder. And he does jujitsu.
That's fun. I don't know about quarantine love, man. It's really? Like, I don't know. I feel like it must be happening to a lot of people, no?
I think it's a lot of quarantine relationship change is happening to a lot of people. I think a lot of people that are in love aren't anymore. A lot of people are breaking up. A lot of people are getting back together. A lot of people are working things out. A lot of people are deciding that they're not good together.
I've had an issue deciding, like, so like I've been talking to a bunch of people. I've been pretty open about it and like very casually. But like, I'm not sure if it's the being freshly single for the first time in 10 years that's causing me to be so open to talking to people. Like even that guy who jerked off in front of me, I had a pretty honest conversation with him at the very least, being like, hey, this is what I think you should do. Like person to person, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's quarantine Alex that's talking to people and being like I hope that it's just part of my personality now because I kind of mm-hmm. like the... vulnerability, I guess.
Right. I think it is.
You think it's quarantine or you think it's
me? I think it's quarantine. I think it's affecting all of us in a weird way.
I don't think it's a bad thing though. Mm-mm. It seems pretty positive all in all. Like every interaction that I've had has left me feeling like, okay, well, there's, you know, interesting people out there. Everyone's going through it. Like, it's cool.
I mean, this whole thing has been pretty positive besides the like the historical unemployment and like the massive deaths.
Yeah, yeah, I would agree. I'm like, I'm doing okay. All in all, I guess.
But I've had fun sending nudes.
I can't send a nude, Kim.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know if it's like
my chest hurts, I'm dying.
Why? What happened? Just now?
For 2 days.
For 2 days?
Yeah.
That's not good.
No.
Well, can you make it through the rest of the podcast?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay.
All
right, I'm sorry I distracted us. But honestly, if you know, I feel like I'm going to die almost every podcast.
Yeah, no, I genuinely had that moment before we started the show. I was like, you're dying. Is it the nicotine addiction? Is it the drug? What's happening to you? And then I ate an orange and it felt 100% better.
And you're like, oh, I haven't eaten in 6 days. It was literal death upon me.
That's what it was. Yeah, I don't know. I do. I feel like at first, when all this shit started, I was very resistant to the thought that everything was going to be different when we come out of this. We're all going to have a whole new personality and all this stuff. But I do see myself like new sides of myself kind of emerging, which is interesting.
That's interesting. I wonder how we're all going to be different after this.
I wonder if we'll retain this or if we'll just go right back, you know?
I know the one good thing that's come out of it for me is the fact that like I've been since the end of my senior year of college, for the past 7 years, I've been away from my family. Like I only visit for, you know, 4 days at a time, a couple times a year. And so it's been really nice just to be like home every day and like sort of be a part of the family again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's cool. And like, I get to see my nephew a lot and now he doesn't like get shy when he first sees me.
Mm-hmm.
So like a lot of those little things have been nice. And maybe
maybe this was needed a little bit.
Actually, this time between you and your nephew will probably reflect years down the line, like in a way that you can't even imagine. The difference between always being away from him and then having like a few months of time together when he's little like that is so priceless.
I know. He's so cute.
What are a couple hundred thousand deaths for one?
For one moment of my sweet damn nephew, I'd do it all over again with everyone. It. My nephew's so cute. This morning he said, "I love my family." He just said it, just 2 years old. He just loves his family. I know.
He's a pumpkin. He's so cute. He's going to be such a handsome boy.
My favorite thing to do is to throw him on my bed until he lands on his back and then just pretend to punch him over and over again, like, and just stop right when I get to his stomach, but then pretend that I could kill him. I don't know why I enjoy it.
I like violent fun with like little creatures and animals. Like I definitely have like a thing where I like to pretend that I'm squeezing the cat too tight. You know what I mean?
And that's what I do with my nephew.
I want the cat to think that I'm just about to squeeze her too tight and just be on edge like that, but I'm never gonna, you know?
Oh, Alex, you're gonna love this. And this has been keeping me going for days. My nephew, if you grab him by the waist and you just pick him up straight like this, his entire tiny back cracks.
That was an involuntary reaction. No, I had no idea where you were going with that.
I'll just grab him by the waist and just lift him and it'll go, like I can feel from the tip of his neck down to his butt, which is about literally this long. Literally this long. It's like, and he goes like this.
I'll tell you right now, and I know this for a particular reason, baby back cracks are so much more satisfying to the ears than an adult. You could tell that it's the most just collapsing in on itself thing. I mean, when I used to teach like my 3 to 5 year olds in dance class, there was a point where everybody would come to the center one by one. And I would help them do a bridge. Like I'd help them like push up and do a bridge, but a lot of them weren't strong enough at all to do it themselves. So they really relied on me to lift them. Mm-hmm. And I'd say 60% of the kids, as they would be lifting their body, as I would be lifting their back up into the bridge, I could just feel their little bones crack on my palms. Mm-hmm. And it is embarrassing how satisfying I found it.
It is almost wrong to honestly, enjoy it this much.
If I were one of their parents, I would not be happy.
I mean, I can't even admit it to my sister the way I enjoy picking up a son because he cracks beneath my hands. Oh, the way his little back just cracks. Oh, and it's juicy. And it's, I mean, almost every, I don't know how it resets so fast. I'll pick him up. It'll crack. He'll run outside, come back in. I'll pick him up again. Brand new whole set of crack. I'm like, I gotta stop picking you up, kid. You're going to grow taller.
We're going to crack you. We're going to crack you to death. We're going to crack you off, baby. Yeah, no. The satisfaction of a child's back cracking in your hands is something that everybody should experience. I mean it. I don't know what's so creepy about it, but it's creepy. But I stand by
it. Creepy as fuck.
It's fine. But we're creeps. We're creepy.
Rita, can you do this? I want to know if you can do this. So I saw on TikTok, there's this challenge and it only works with white girls, is that you can make it look like your tongue is your top lip. But my tongue's too light. My lip's too dark. So I want to see if yours works.
I thought it was the bottom lip that they do.
Oh, it is. Oh, you can. Wow.
Mine doesn't look attractive. Like some girls on TikTok make it look attractive though. Like they look hot.
Do it again. Let me see. That actually looks good.
It looks like there's too much of a crease below.
Try.
Oh, you look like you got punched in the lip. I don't know what to tell you. You look like you have a birth defect.
Do you remember this?
I don't remember that. I think that's the first time I've ever done that in my life. What we're doing for the audio listeners, Kim is rolling her bottom lip down and then using her tongue as her top lip. And it looks fucking insane. And now she's doing what I think I'm allowed to call monkey face.
You're not allowed to say that. Can you,
now she's doing the wave with her tongue and asking me if I could do that. And it's like, no, I've never tried that. That looks like a really good lesbian technique though.
It was turning on.
It looks like something. Okay. This is definitely a thing in culture. I've definitely seen like people who think it's a turn on to show other people how fast their tongue could move. Like it's, I feel like it's like, I've seen like lesbian girls do it in my high school for sure. Not the one who I outed.
How fast can your tongue move? Let's see it.
Not fast.
Let me see it. That little tiny lesbian tongue.
Look at my little lesbian tongue.
Very gentle.
I couldn't do anything with this lesbian tongue.
Oh God.
Yeah, Kim, you're doing like a slow roll with your tongue.
Look at this.
You could do a three-leaf clover with your tongue.
Mm-hmm. And look at this.
Oh, I can.
Can you turn it on each side?
No. I can't. I can't do any of that. Your tongue is really, I mean.
Look, I can put it upside down. Look.
The way that people, I'm just realizing this. It's amazing, Kim. But our male listenership is going to take this in an entirely different way. I mean, you're very talented with your tongue, obviously. But you're showing off all the tricks.
I can make it fat. I can make it skinny.
All right, that's weird. Wait, your tongue just was like putty. Like you just went from a really wide tongue to the skinniest tongue I've ever seen. What a malleable mouth, Kimberly. I don't know what my reactions are to
be. Look how much farther it goes down on the side. Look.
I mean, you can almost lick your chin. Mine doesn't come out very far.
Let me see how far your tongue can come out.
It looks so weird. I haven't stuck my tongue out in any situation. What's a tongue? I'm dissociating right now.
That's so big.
You know when you say a word? You know when you say a word too many times and it loses meaning? Your mm-hmm. fucking tongue has just lost meaning for me. I don't even know what it is anymore. My tongue is a tongue.
It's weird. The Ew. Tongue is a tongue.
Ew. Why is it in my mouth like that?
Oh, it is kind of gross if you think about it. It's okay. Think about it this way. Your tongue is just this wet thing in your mouth that has split from the inside of your head.
It's like a slug in my mouth.
Ugh. And it has its own control.
It's got a mind of its own. Holy shit.
If you saw an animal open its mouth and it had a thing like this, you would be fucking disgusted.
I would run.
Tongues are gross. Why do we have tongues?
Why are we not sticking our tongue out at people more often? That's actually like a childish thing to do, but damn, is that like gross. That's cute. You could do a cute tongue stick out. I don't even want to try. I'm disgusted.
Tongues are nasty.
Tongues are awful.
Oh God, I saw this gap and I thought I had a tooth missing.
No, you're good, sis.
Does that look like a missing tooth?
I mean, when you have your lip pressed up against where the tooth is like that, yeah.
Well.
I mean.
It's been fun.
it's been really fun. I feel like we've run all of our tongue stuff dry now.
I truly have not one other thing to talk to you about.
I know. That's why, okay. Phone conversations with people are becoming awkward because it's like I like to think I'm an interesting person somewhat, mm-hmm. but what am I supposed to connect with anybody on right now? It's psychotic. Like
nothing. We have nothing to say, nothing to do, nowhere to go.
Yeah, it's pretty hopeless.
We just have to accept that.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So I say we end it there and we pick up.
Let's end it on a positive note. Yeah,
let's end it on a positive note. Everything's said and tongues are fat.
Tongues are so fat. I mean, I'm never going to think of my tongue the same way.
Tweet at us if you have a tongue.
Tweet at us if you just realize, if you took a moment after listening to this podcast to really look at your tongue in the mirror and you realize how fucking awful it is.
Yeah. and let us know how that goes.
Let us know how you feel and what your insecurities are right now.
You guys, we love you. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Broad Topics.
Honestly, thank you so much. Really.
Thank you. We can never, ever, ever, I don't know what I'm looking for, but you know what? We're ending the podcast.
I think you're looking for, we couldn't thank you enough. It was going in such a nice direction.
I was like, you know what? I don't know where I'm going with this. Let's just stop, please.
I've never been nice like this before.
I don't know what else to go, how far much farther to go from here. But you guys follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram and TikTok at Kim Congdon. Alex, how about you?
You could follow me on Instagram and Twitter at I am Alex Scar. Check out gasdigitalnetwork.com. You can get a 14-day free trial with promo code TOPIX. So sign up, hang out. You'll get all the shows on the network. It's awesome. Yeah.
All right, you guys. We love you. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.